Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the fifth aliyah of Sidrat Tzav for the OU Shnayan Mikra project. Aliyah 5, the fifth aliyah, continues the description of the seven day consecration or miluim of the Mishkan, and we're now up to the sacrifices. Now that the Kohanim and the items inside the Mishkan are ready to go, we're now ready to bring the sacrifices, called the Miluim sacrifices that were brought on all of those days to ready the Kohanim and, in fact, the rest of the objects in the Mishkan for full service on the eighth day. And first we get to the Chatat offering, which was a cow. Vayagesh et para Chatat vayismoch Aaron uvanav et yidehem al rosh parachatad vayishchat vayikach Moshe et adam vayitena al karnot amizbeach saviv beetzbao vayichatei. That's an interesting word. We're going to get back to that. Vayichatei et amizbeach veet adam yatzak el yisod amizbeach vayikadashehu lichaper alav vayikach et kol hachilev asher al hakerev veet yoteret hakaved veet shtei Hakilayot vet chel behen vayakter Moshe hamizbecha vietapar vietoro vietpsaro vietpirsho saraf ba'esh michutz la'machane kasher tiva Adonai et Moshe. And now the translation. And he, referring to, of course, Moshe, presented the cow chatat, the sin offering. Not that there's a specific sin here, but chatan also means to sweep away, to purify, which is purifying the Kohanim and purifying the altar itself. There is like a purification process that kind of brings things to a level where one cannot have any doubt that there is any imperfections for what is being cleansed, for what is being mechate, as we will see. And getting back to the translation, and Aaron and his sons pressed their hands on the head of the cow chatat offering, and he, that is probably Moshe, slaughtered the cow, and Moshe took the blood. Moshe, as I said in the last section, he is essentially acting as a Kohen of the Kohanim, because when you're the Kohen and you're the supplicant, who else is going to work for you? It's got to be Moshe. There's nobody else that could do it. And with his finger, he placed it on the horns of the altar all around, that is the blood, purifying the altar. So it's not just the Kohanim that are being purified, but the altar itself. The four corners of the altar had these raised protrusions. They look like horns, one on each corner. Getting back to the translation, and the blood, that is the rest of the blood, he poured at the foundation of the altar, and he sanctified it so that he could do atonements on it, so that it would be ready in the future for atonements for people who really did have sins, i.e., when it was the Mishkan was fully functional, and Yisraelim and the general populace would come in and ask the Kohanim to help them with their clean off their accidental sins. And he took all the chelev fats from the entrails. Those fats, the chelev fats, are the yellowish grainy fats that cover most of the innards, and they may not be eaten, along with the extra part of the liver and the two kidneys and their chelev fat, and he set them to smoking on the altar. I'll describe later what that means, that verb smoking, but it really means burnt. And the cow and its skin and its meat and its dung, that is feces, he burned with fire outside of the camp, just as God had instructed Moses. Now, normally there are two types of chataot offerings. One has its blood thrown inside the Mishkan, sprinkled usually on the parochet, either in the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kodashim. Those animal parts are burned outside the camp. That is, the chatat is not eaten at all. The whole thing is burnt and burnt outside of the camp. Where the blood is put outside in the courtyard, as it is here, because it was put on the corners of the altar, on the horns of the altar, that is the larger altar in the courtyard, and also at its base. So then the parts are usually eaten by the Kohen, and the parts that you can't eat are burnt up, right there on the altar. So, what we have a situation here is that it's a chatat, but it doesn't really follow the normal rules of a chatat. We'll see that for all these three sacrifices. They're almost what they are, but things are running a little bit differently. I'd like to mention now, get back to that word vayichatei. I don't mean to go into grammar, because it usually puts people to sleep right away, but there is a verbal form in the PL called a privative. It means that you're doing the opposite or taking away what you were intending to do. So, for instance, lisharesh, The word shoresh means roots. Lisharesh means to uproot, to take roots out, as opposed to lahashrish in the hifyel, which is to put roots in. This exists in English as well. For instance, when you shell a nut, you don't put the shell on, you take the shell off. So here we have the word lichate in the PL form, and the sense is it will remove all sins, so to speak. Not that there are sins on the altar as an inanimate object, but purify it from any kind of a flaw which may spiritually still be hovering over the elements, or maybe just raising it to a super high state where, you know, it's like spackling over any possible flaws that, you know, even microscopic that may be there. And now we move on to the first of the two rams, which is an olah, a burnt offering. But we'll see it also doesn't exactly match the normal function of an olah. Vayakrev et el ha'olah vayismichu Aaron uvanavi idehem al rosh ha'ayil. Vayishchat vayizrok Moshe et adam al mizbeach saviv. Et ha'ayil nitach lintachav vayakter Moshe et ha'rosh v'et ha'nitachim v'et ha'pader v'et ha'kerev et ha'krayim rechatz b'mayim vayakter Moshe kol ha'ayil ha'mizbeach olah hu reach nichoach ishei. So that was a short one. And he offered the ram olah, that is a fully burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons pressed their hands on the head of the ram, and he slaughtered it, that is Moshe slaughtered it, and Moshe threw the blood around the altar, and the ram he cut into pieces, and Moses set it to smoking at the head of the pieces, and the pader, which is the chela fat, that term pader is used also instead of Chalev in chapter 1, which deals with the Olah that people, that the general population will bring of their own will. And of course that fits perfectly here since this is also an Olah. Returning to the translation, he washed the entrails and the legs in water and set the entire ram to smoking on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an Olah, for a pleasing odor, a fire-based sacrifice to the Lord, just as God had commanded Moses, i.e., as we were told in Shemot. I should mention now, I'll get to mention that issue of smoking. Smoking doesn't mean that the food was smoked for eating, not at all. It means it was burnt up. But lahaktir, it means that it is burnt, but that the ingredients are such that it goes up in a smoke, actually it's a nice kind of expression, it goes up in smoke, but here it means literally the burning process, goes through it. It creates quite a bit of smoke. The next aliyah will describe the second ram and the cooked grain that items that accompany that second ram.